Indeed, it is a beautiful day to be alive, yes? In other words, we ask you to focus on the beauty. We ask you to focus on the light. There are those that are experiencing the challenges of dualistic existence, the to and fro, the here and there. And while it is a requirement to watch your footing so that you place your foot gently on the path, it is also an equally important time to arise. In other words, to arise to your higher counsel, to arise to your higher engagement with life, because life will challenge you to focus on what cannot be done, what has occurred, what might be coming up, you see? And as you gather all of this dust, all of this wind matter, you will hardly arrive at your destiny. You have a clear path, each of you. You are not broken in any way. Your challenge is to accept this and to move on in faith, because as you are willing to become one with the streams of light that are presenting themselves, in fact, you will unravel the mystery. You will uncover the secret of the opportunity of the moment. So imagine that the beautiful gaze of the auric field, of the light that the channeler was witnessing, is truly quite symbolic of what is going on for each of you. Understand? In fact, you have a beautiful imagery that was presented, that was noticed and remarked. Understand that there is no mystery to this. In other words, the answer, in fact, will readily appear before you. There is no question that the channeler was tuning in to the message as she noticed the beautiful artwork behind our appointed guest. In fact, it is the dream symbolism, the marking of your opportunity for each of you to recognize that you have your divine appointment already established. You have your archangel energy, your archangel guides already appointed to the front, to the back, to the left, to the right of you. In other words, as you attune to this higher counsel that you each carry with you, that you are each attached to, quite frankly, you cannot be separated. You will find the missing piece. You will find the location. You will find the secret to unlocking the treasures that are each in store for you. So it is not a question of if, but when. In other words, life will challenge you. Let us say that this is the given to the puzzle. You have arrived and here is your floor plan. Good luck. It is a challenge. But as you step out in faith, as you step out to your higher awareness, your higher attunement, what you will find is the challenge also has the compartments that you are seeking. In other words, you are due to arrive at your higher awareness, at your higher location. And this is what is coming into fruition. This is what you are being guided to. You are being asked to step up. You are being asked to have the holy awareness that what you are seeking is already in place. See, you are not broken. This is the first level of awareness, to recognize that the streams of light are already being afforded to you. And let us discuss this light, because this is imperative to understand for the total broadcast. Your light is information. Your light is your solar beams or gamma rays. It is the information that is being brought forth for how to establish your Christ presence in your holy dream, in your holy makeup. So you see, it really doesn't matter what has been taken away. It doesn't matter about the inflation. It does not matter about the latest news report. The challenge is to continue to arrive, because as you arrive with the holy expectation of the miracle manifestation probability, in fact, that is what you will bring forth, you see? Because you are not trying to master the linear world. Quite frankly, it is unmanageable. Have you taken a look? Have you noticed? Have you been doing your proper research? It is not about the linear world coming together quite beautifully, because a linear world is set up to arrive at a problem. Have you noticed that as soon as one problem is solved, another one crops up? This is the way of the egoic consciousness. This is the way of the challenges. It is a world of dualistic problems, you may say. So in truth, you are not trying to create a different approach. It is more so about stepping up into your new world, into your new consciousness. So it is not trying to change what is occurring. What is occurring is done. If the plate is broken, well, so be it. It is for you to have the holy awareness that a new set of china is waiting for you at a friend's house, at the local store, at a perfect bargain price. Understand? So do not avoid what is. Do not avoid what arrives. Do not have the Do not have the downward forecast. In other words, you all have the equal ability to arise. Arise each moment and trust that there is a divine plan that is unfolding for each of you. Now, this is coming to you quite fast, and some of you are having a bit of a problem, shall we say, in adjusting your sails, in adjusting the flight pattern to be able to read your guide, to be able to read the crystal ball. Many of you are reporting such challenges and coming to the channeler. Can you help me read my guidance? Can you help me do some cards or what have you? I do not know which way to go. And so what we are suggesting to each of you is that you become very good navigators of the light. In other words, you have been doomed to fail when you believe what the news report shares, what you believe has been reported about your limited abilities. You do not know what you are doing. Come learn from the, how shall we say, the ones in authority. And so you have been brought up to believe it, hook, line, and sinker, yes? It is time for a new approach. It is time for a new awareness, a new galaxy, shall we suggest, in which you find out once again that you are not broken at all. In other words, your antenna, your information stream that is guiding you home has never been interfered with. In truth, there is no force on earth that can interfere with this, and it is quite important that you understand this early rather than late. In other words, there are a lot of secret missions or forecasts of the dark forces that are interfering with your progress. Rest assured that this is all being cemented, this is all being submitted, shall we say, from the view of the lower channels, from the view of the lower consciousness. You may claim it to be an aspect of egoic propaganda. In other words, nothing can be further from the truth. When you decide to align with your Christ presence, when you decide to align with the holy veil, the holy aura presence that has been already established for you. You see, it is even in print, it is even in tapestry. It is there for you as a dream symbolism. In fact, you are good to go because there is truly nothing outside of you that can keep you from arriving at the truth. And the truth is you are tethered, you are attached. You are one with your Christ presence, your Christ consciousness all along. So we ask you to get used to this. We ask you to get well familiar with this blueprint, because as you arise in each moment and each morning, and you count on this tethering to be here, you count on this elongation of truth. In other words, all systems are good to go, and you have the expectation of the arrival of your divine appointment. What you will find out as your signals are operating, you will hear your highest truth, you will follow your divine impulse, and lo and behold, you will arrive at your divine mastery. Now that is what we are seeking, that is what we are helping you to attain. In other words, allow lower consciousness to be what it is. It will continue to have its eternal battles in the battlefield. That is what it does. We are asking you to no longer be a martyr to this state of awareness. We are asking you to trust, to elongate your truth impulse, to arrive at the place that is your destiny. In truth, each of you are fine channelers. There is no great secret in the process of channeling. It is simply having the holy awareness of expectancy. Expect yourself to know the next step to take. Expect yourself to know the next holy word to transcribe. Because as you do, you will find out that you are already in your enlightened state. You are already in the highest broadcast. You are already one with the field of true awareness. That is what you are getting used to. While you are listening to our holy words, as interesting as they may be, the real secret to these programs is the integration of your truth. In other words, when you agree that this one has the ability to seek higher awareness, higher consciousness, in fact, what you are doing is signaling to yourself that yes, you are ready. Yes, you are ready to be your own self-determining being of light. You see, you are agreeing with your master self, your master consciousness. In truth, this is the magic of the transmissions, because what you are doing is availing yourself of the opportunity to swim with your own dolphins, with your own master awareness, with your own help and support. Remember, we urged you to remember that your own Christ counsel is truly available to you. It is one with you as you rise to this holy awareness. And so, as we continue to increase the likelihood of these broadcasts, we ask you, we invite you to tune in to your own secret meeting, to your own secret discussion. In other words, what if we invited you to sit with the cabinet members of your own Christ counsel? Would you be willing to do this? Would you recognize yourself as eligible? Because as you realize, as you have the holy awareness that your own auric field, your own glow of light, your own holy wisdom is supporting you, is guiding you, you will arrive at the awareness that you had it all along. Now, it is a stretch for some because it is a bit of a new experience. In other words, imagine you being this fine tennis player. You have won many of the matches and you have only been using one of the hands. Now someone screams down from the higher seats and says, "Why not use the backhand? You could have easily gotten that ball." Now you scratch your head and you search, whatever do they mean? I was never taught to use the backhand. I only served in this one fashion. In other words, it is simply a sign of the times for you to get with the program, to accelerate your learning, to accelerate the dawning of your new Christ embodiment. In truth, you are already one with this new suit. You can imagine yourselves to be fit in the beautiful suit, shall we say. Imagine yourselves putting on a bodysuit. The bodysuit is filled with light filament. Can you imagine? Can you visualize this? And as you put on the bodysuit, you notice yourself vibrating to your light more readily. In fact, it is as if you have the cosmos inside, the star system inside. Yes? You are one with all of it, and you are light. You are glowing. In truth, this is how we see you. This is how you vibrate to us. You sparkle. You are radiant. You are truly made up of the diamonds. It is for you to see yourselves as such. It is for you to permit yourself to come out of the closet, so to speak, and try out your wares. In other words, as you arise, you put on this bodysuit of light. You surrender to the Christ counsel that is guiding you home, and you reside in this place of oneness, in this place of truth. You may even wish to capitalize on this beautiful transmission today. In other words, the holy auric field that is noticed above the saints, and at this time is noticed above our beautiful guest. to imagine that in fact this is presiding above you, top of your head, above your crown chakra, understand? Because as you make use of these visualizations, of these correct imagery, in fact, you will arrive at your destiny. You will allow and you'll permit yourself to be one with your Christ presence. So at this time, we wish to surround this holy group with your light. In other words, notice that we said your light. We did not say our light. We are not blessing you with the Christmas presents, giving you something that you did not possess already. We are simply introducing you to your own holy awareness, to your own holy self. We have the ability to amplify the presence of what already exists. Understand? This is a very important concept to grasp. In other words, we are not adding anything to you. We are simply amplifying your ability to make notice of and to assume responsibility for arriving at the awareness of what already is. As you permit yourself to sparkle, as you permit yourself to shine, as you permit yourself to radiate, you too will recognize this presence, both in yourself as well as within others. You will begin to notice the streams of light that permeate the space in between that which you perceive to be the solid, whether it be the inanimate object or a fellow friendship. In other words, as you open up to the light that exists, you will find out that in fact you are swimming in it. You are dreaming this sign of the times. You are dreaming the time where this will be the normal fashion. In other words, nothing truly has kept you from this diamond mind, this true awareness, except your focus. You have been focused on lower energies. You have been focused on a lower dreamlike state of reality. And we use the word reality quite loosely, for it is not reality at all. It is forecasted that you will awake, that in fact, you are well on your way in the processing and the process of advancing as a true master species. Now, there are those that will argue that there are those that will insist that you still must be the sleepwalkers, the dreamers, and they will continue to engage in the conflict, in the war. You will notice this. It is time for you to make a decision. In other words, if you continue to argue with those that are in argument, well, you can draw the holy conclusion. It is time for you to separate yourselves from the bunch. Now, you may separate in terms of physicality. I will no longer engage in such nonsense, in such futile discussions. Or perhaps you will notice that these are quite symbolic of what is occurring within your own mind stream. We challenge you to pay particular attention to your mind. In other words, where is it going and why are you following? Understand? This is the benefit of the meditative process. We invite you to engage in such process. It does not need to be a formal practice, though this may support your efforts. But in truth, the formality of it is coming to the holy awareness and extension that it is for the master to engage in reining in of the mind process in totality. In other words, who are you? Are you mind, or are you the vastness that is exploring mind? This is the challenge of the times. As you attune to your Christ presence, as you attune to the light, which continues to be amplified and suggested and promoted for your acceptance, you will find yourself better able to observe mind, and you will have conscious choice. In other words, I recognize mind, but I recognize my true self. And as you take this as your true master consciousness, you will find yourself slipping into a new experience. In other words, there are various realities within your space, space continuum. You are choosing to close the door on the old era, and that is what the times are about. So for each of you, learn your lessons well. Abide with your light, trust your light. Seek the opportunities to engage in fellowship of those that support your ongoing process of returning to your master state. In truth, you are not returning at all. You are simply noticing where you have always existed. And so it is. And dears, it is. It truly is the nature of your true awareness, of your true existence. Allow this to be the case. As you listen to the next portion of our dialogue, the questions, the answers, the discussions, understand that you are masters having come together to spend this holy time in communion. Begin, challenge yourself to step up and to see the master making such inquiry. It will remind you of your true state. And so it is. All right. So what I wanted to share is everyone was just glowing. Everyone was literally light. And it's I don't know how to explain this, but when I have these experiences, it just, like, I always just want to say, can you just bring that to everyone's awareness so that we all can see that? And they're saying that it is coming to, it will come to pass. It will come to pass that we all will wake up to that kind of clairvoyancy, so that we will possess those abilities. And it has to do with recognizing it first, so that as we come to own that, we will then have the ability to see. So it's almost like believing is seeing, rather than seeing is believing. All right, so let me see how we can be of help. And it's so interesting because when I look at Avril, she's got the same exact phenomena going on today that Greg did. So above you is that same halo that I was looking at when I was looking at Greg. That's just so amazingly fantastic. Oh my gosh. It's just blowing my mind here. And they're saying that's the whole idea, is to blow mind. So hi, Avril. Happy New Year. How can we help you?
Hiya. Thank you for that. I just want to, I don't know if anyone else is getting it, but you were breaking up during the forecast or broadcast. In places. So I mean, yeah. I managed to get most of it. It's just the link was a bit dodgy.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm so glad you told me, because what I can do, you know what? Let me do this. I have an idea.